Eshi Shimamono, in light of the Sugi in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Zayin. Here the Gemara tells us when it comes to a case of Ritzicha, that if one causes Ritzicha, does a Maisa Ritzicha Mikoach Rishon, in such a case one is Chayiv Misa B'Toras Rotzeach. If, however, it will be a case of Koach Sheni, where Rashi says there, it is not something which is Miyad, but rather that which is clearly Lachar Zman, in such an instance that is considered to be a Grama Ba'alma, and there is no Chiyuv Misa B'Toras Rotzeach. The Tosus and the Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph is bothered by the following, that the Gemara tells us that in a case of Zarat Sur Lamala V'Hochalat Dadim, a person goes ahead and throws a rock, and it does not go straight down, but rather it is traveling to the sides, if it is responsible for Ritzicha, in that instance, Kochahu, when one is considered to be Chayiv Misa, because the fact that Hochalat Dadim, that indicates that it is still considered to be Kochahu. So apparently, the Gemara says that since it is Koko, one is Chayiv Misa B'Toras Rotzeach. And Tosfos is bothered in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph Rashi Sof Chamalova that why is Koko even necessary? After all, how is that different from a case of Avna Sakino Maso Shenicha Brosh Gago? That if there is a Ruach Mitsuya, one is considered to be Chayiv Mishum Eish, even though clearly that is a case which is not considered to be machmas kochav. It's not that you propelled that evan at all, but rather you positioned it, and the ruach mitzuya went ahead and caused it to roll, and eventually to go ahead and to perform maisa hezek. So Tosfos writes the following kiddush that enoch inami, that the fact that we require halchal etzdadin, that is only aliba dereish lakish. If you assume eishu mishum chitzav in such an instance, so therefore, just as that is considered to be chitzav, that is considered to be a maiser ritzicha, the same thing is true when it comes to zarak tzarar. And the only need of hochel etzdadim, where actually it is considered to be tkocho, that is only a libid reish lakish and not according to Rabbi Yochanan. That is the chiddush of Tosfos. And then Tosfos goes a step further. Tosfos cites the sugin chun and lamed aleph. When it comes to a case of shchita, the Gemara distinguishes between the case of nafla as opposed to hipila. If you'll go ahead and you will thrust the sakin, that is a shchita kshera. If simply nafla, that is not true. So again, Tosfos is bothered. Why should that be the case? If eishem ishem chitza, even if nafla, that should be considered to be a shchita kshera. So Tosfos writes enoch inami in that sugi as well, that all of that is aliba dereish lakish. If you assume that eishem ishem mamono, and it's not considered to be a maisa adam, so in such a case, then you require hipila, then you require hochalitz dadin, but not according to the view of Rabbi Yochanan. And Tosfos writes explicitly that below mistabra lechalek ben nezikin ritzicha ushchita. Tosfos writes this is clearly one halacha. What is true of nezikin should be true of these areas as well. And if you hold when it comes to nezikin eishem ishem chitzav, that is true when it comes to shchita. That is true when it comes to the case of ritzicha. Vashepshan, according to Tosfos, as follows, that Eishem Mishum Chitzav means that this is considered to be a Maisa Adam, and that is considered to be sufficient. And even though it is not Machmas Kocho, right, that does not bother us. Vaharaya, the case of Avno Sakino Amasa. Reish Lakish apparently disagrees and maintains that if something is not Machmas Kocho, that is not considered to be a Maisa Adam at all. And therefore, when it comes to Eish, that is not considered to be Machmas Kocho, and therefore that is Eish Mishum Amono. And therefore, in order to be Chayiv for Ritzicha, or in order to have a Shkita Ksheri, require Hipila, or require the case of Nafla Ritzdadin. That is the Kiddush of Tosfos. We pointed out the Chiddush Haran, where the Ran writes that no, this is not the case at all, that there is a fundamental distinction between Ritzicha as opposed to Nezikin, against the Shita of Tosfos. The Ran, in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin, Abayz, Deramas, Chalazorach, writes the following, that She'ein L'damos Nizke Mamon Rotzeach, Le'in Chiyuv Misa, that how can you compare those cases? After all, when it comes to instances of Ritzicha, one would never argue that you're chayiv for a koach sheni. That's explicitly what the Gemara tells us, even though the Ran writes that it is obvious, this is against Tosfos, that one of course will be chayiv for hezek if it's done ayyadei koach sheni. As long as it is bari hezek, of course, one in fact would be chayiv. Lo gara misarish deroso shel chaveiro, where one is considered to be chayiv. So the fact that a person should let the dam loose and it's only lachar zman as the water travels that it causes hefsid mamon, of course you're going to be chayyeh for that. But that is not true when it comes to the case of ritzicha. One cannot equate the case of ritzicha to the case of hezek. And this expresses itself when it comes to the difference in koach rishon and koach sheni, that is only true when it comes to ritzicha, but not when it comes to nezikin, that one is chayv in both cases. And then the Ran adds the following word, ule inyan eishonami. And isn't it clearly true when it comes to eish, that even though we assume eishon eishon chitza, certainly mekamakom mechayev misa, you're not going to be chayev misa for that particular case, simply as a result of Eishom Ishum Chitza. Ritzicha requires the Kohat Gavra. The same thing is true when it comes to Shchita. And Eishom Ishum Chitza is not considered to be Kohat Gavra. The most it is considered to be is Maisa Adam. And that is sufficient when it comes to cases of Nizikin. So that's the Chiddush of the Ran against Tosus. That there's a fundamental difference between Maisa Adam as opposed to Kohat Gavra. For Eishom Ishum Chitza, it is Maisa Adam, but it lacks Kohat Gavra. And that's why the Gemara says l'chuli alma, that you require hocholitz dadin. That's why the Gemara says l'chuli alma, when it comes to shchita, that you require hefila, and not the case of nafla. That is the chiddush of the Ran. Reb Chaim discusses the shita sarambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shchenim, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, the following. If a person goes ahead and makes a gorin besoch shalos, a person has a threshing floor, and he makes a mound of tefuah, which is in his rituals. So the Rambam writes that tzarech laharchik kedesh liyaziku. A person certainly has to distance that gorin from the neighbor in order that it does not cause any type of maisa hezek. So therefore, right, it is al habaylim laharchik etzes atzma. But yet the Rambam writes the following, that af kol pishu chayiv laharchik kol kach, even though it is necessary to do so, im holicha ruach hametziyah hamot o ha'afra v'hizika ben potter min shalim. However, if in fact, right, a ruach, even a ruach metziyah will come, and it will carry, right, the husks or the dirt, and it will cause a maisa hezek, right, certainly you're considered to be potter. Why is that true? Shaharuachu shesiyeya oso ve'ein nezek zabam mikoach mazik atzmo. Say nachin ami, that l'chatchila, one is obligated the harchik satzmo, but there is no chiyuv b'toras mazik, because after all, haruachu shesiyeh also, it was the ruach that propelled, it is not something that you did. So there's no chiyuv tashlum, but nonetheless one is not allowed to do so. We pointed out, for example, that one could distinguish often between the iser hezek as opposed to the chiyuv hatashlum, and it's no stira to maintain that Chayiv laharchik et atzmo, but even though in terms of dinim amanos there's no chiyuv tashlumin. We have pointed out, for example, the kiddush that Rav Chaim maintains, that even in cases, for example, of grama, or even in cases of tamun, even though there's a ptur tashlum, it nonetheless there still is considered to be an iser hezek. So the Rambam writes, these things which occur, not machmas kolcho, but as a result of haruach hu seshiyeya oso, in such a case there's a ptur tashlum, but nonetheless it is considered to be oso. The difficulty Magen Mishnah points out and leaves as a tzarach iyun is the following, that if you look elsewhere, the Rambam in Nizkei Mamon, Perek Yudalet, Halacha Zayin, that's where the Rambam writes that liba v'lib saharuach chayiv. The Rambam writes that liba v'lib saharuach chayiv. That if together with haruach shesiyeya oso, one causes a maisa hezek, in such a case one is chayiv. And the Rambam writes, sharehu goram, v'chol ha-gorim la-hazik n'shal n'ezek salim yaf v'shem l'chosav yir chayiv v'toras mazik. So the Magen Mishnah points out, how is it when it comes to this case of the motshala, the case of the raksa, there the Rambam writes that you were a potter, and the Rambam writes that lib of lib saruach, in such a case one is considered to be chayiv. How could that be? And even further, the Gemara seems to compare these cases. So if lib of lib saruach, when it's considered to be chayiv, how is it in that case that the Rambam writes of mi shasa gram b'sol shalo, that even though one should not do so, nonetheless there is a ptur tashlum? So Chaim begins as follows, citing Artosus, Sanhedrin adav ayin zayin, the case of nafla sakin. Why is that considered to be a shchita psula if one assumes that eisho mishum chitza? Reb Chaim explains that one cannot argue that eisho mishum chitza is just a gzeiras hakasav b'nizakin, Maybe it's only relevant when it comes to Hezek, after all, a pasuk of Kisei Se'esh, but one would argue that it is not true when it comes to Shar Kol HaTorah Kulo. Chaim points out that is not true. And his raya is from Ar Sugi, Chapez and Mebez, where the Gemara assumes in the case of Haya Eved Kafuslo, that even in cases of Nefashos, we assume Eishim Yishim Chitzav. So apparently you see that Kisei Se'esh and Eishim Yishim Chitzav is not limited to Nezikin, but it applies more broadly, even to cases of Ritzicha. So in such a case, if that is true, why should one argue that does not apply when it comes to a case of Shechita? Rav Chaim suggests the following Chiddush, that perhaps Eishim Yishim Chitzav means that true, Ki ilu hu ba'atzma osa samaisa. That certainly is true, that it is considered to be a Maisa Adam. However, that lo matzinu klal b'chitzav shiachashuv nasa ha-maisa mikocho. But it lacks koch avraf. Eishem ishem chitzav means it is true, we consider that there is causality, there's attribution, this is your act, but certainly it is not mikocho. It is machmaso, but it is not mikocho. After all, the fire is traveling on its own. You cannot argue that it is traveling because it was propelled by the one who set the fire. And therefore, Chaim suggests the following distinction. Perhaps, when it comes to cases of mamonos, and even when it comes to cases of nefashos, all you require is Maisa Adam. Gabi chiyupe mamon nefashos, be'inan rak shiyaseh hu es ha-maisa. And therefore, that is sufficient. Eishu mishum chitzav. Mashen kein b'shchita de b'inam koach avra. Maybe shchita is different. Again, Tosis assume that they're all the same. The Ran distinguishes between mamon as opposed to nefashos. Perhaps in the Shita Sarambar, Mamchaim suggests that mamon and nefashos, all that is necessary is maisa adam. Mashen kein when it comes to shchita, shchita requires koach avra. However, the following difficulty. Right, the Tosus that we discussed in Daf Ayin Zayin, the case of Zorat Tzoror, if Hochlitz Dadim, Vehargo one is Chayim. So Tosus asks that why need Hochlitz Dadim? In the case of Avno Sakino Maso, it was not Machmas Kolcho, it was not Hochlitz Dadim, the Ruach Mitzuya did so, and yet you're Chayim. Why is it that require of Hochlitz Dadim? And as we just discussed, Tosus answers that Inachinami, Hochlitz Dadin is only necessary according to the view of Reish Lakish. But according to Rav Yochanan, Inachinami, even if lo Hochlitz Dadin, what is Chayiv? Lo Garame Avno Sakinu Umaso. That was the Chiddush we just saw in Tosus. So Rav Chaim points out that that's against the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Paragima Halacha Yud Beis, quotes that Halacha, Hazorei tzor b'kolso v'chazor even la'achareha. You go ahead and throw something into the wall, it hits the wall, and it bounces off, and v'harga. The Rambam writes, Yerchai v'yisus bezdin. Why is that considered to be a maisa ritzicha? The Rambam says, Shemi kolcho huba, because that is called kolcho. After all, even the extent of how it ricochets, how it rebounds off the wall, is a function of, right, the thrust, how you threw it. So in such a case, the Rambam writes, the reason we call that the Maisa Ritzicha is because Shemikohoba. You see that the Rambam is explicitly against the view of Tosus, that when it comes to cases of Ritzicha, we certainly require Kocho. That is, the Rambam Shita, the Benefashos, Be'ina Dafko, Shagmi Kocho. Kocho is considered to be that which is necessary. And this is true even though there are passages like Rabbi Yochanan, that Eishem Ishum Chitzav. So apparently you see, according to the Rambam Shita, that Eishem Ishum Chitzav is considered to be not just simply Machmaso, that it's Maisa Adam, but rather Eishem Ishum Chitzav means it is considered to be that which is Mikocho. If this really is considered to be Mikocho, Eishem Ishum Chitzav, so why do you even need a Gzeras HaKosav of Eish? If literally you assume that Eishom Yishom Chitzav is Kocho, if you'll argue that it's not Kocho at all. So therefore I understand, you need a Parsha to tell us that you're Chayiv because it's sufficient to have a Maisodim, even though it's not Mikocho. But if you'll argue, as the Rambam does, that Eishom Yishom Chitzav is considered to be Kocho, well of course, why is it necessary to have any drushas or chaim rites? That's because of the following. Here it's a little bit tricky. Here it's koach achram urava. It is not exclusively kofo. When a person is zorek chetz, or a person throws a punch, that is literally kofo. Here, true kofo, but the esh also has a koach achram urava. And therefore, the parsha of esh tells us the following chiddush, that despite the fact that koach achram urava, nonetheless, esh mishum chitzav, that is considered to be kocho, and that is why you're considered to be erotzeach, if eishem ishem chitzav. Rav Chaim continues, ma she'ein kein b'koach sheni. That would not be true when it comes to koach sheni, that's against the Ram. The Ram that we saw says what is true of eishem ishem chitzav is true of koach sheni. Both halachos indeed go hand in hand. Rav Chaim suggests that no, if the Rambam assumes Eishem Shem Chitzav and explains that that's because Al Pidin, this is called Kolchavu, that is true when it comes to Eishem Shem Chitzav, but that is not true when it comes to a case of Koach Sheni, and that's why the Rambam assumed that Enochinami, that Koach Sheni is Potter when it comes to Ritzicha, Mashenkein, Eishem Shem Chitzav is considered to be Eimaisa Ritzicha. Against the view of the Rambam that writes what is true of one is true of the other. After all, Poshim Shach, right, the Rambam understood, our sugya assumes that you're chayiv misa because of Eishem Mishum Chitza. The Gemara says you're potter min hamama. And yet the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin that koach sheni is potter. So therefore, apparently you see, you cannot equate koach sheni with Eishem Mishum Chitza. The answer is koach sheni is not called kocho, mashen ken Eishem Mishum Chitza is considered that which is kocho. What's the difficulty, however, in assuming this is true, that Eishem Mishum Chitzav is considered to be Kocho? So good, it fits in very well with our Gemara, the Rambam is explicit. But what's the difficulty? No, it's also his problem. Avno Sakina Masao, Hinicho Brosh Gago, the Gemara Davar. So that's Kocho. How can you argue that that's Kocho? A person positions, right, an object, and a Ruach Mutziah propels it. That's more than Koach Acher Murobo. There, everything is Machmas the Koach Acher. So how can you argue that Eishum Yishum Chitzav means Kocho? That's good if you're dealing with, let's say, normal cases of age, where it's Koach Acher Murobo. But if you're dealing with Anos Hakina Masal, where Kocho is Machmas HaRuach, how can you say that that's called Eishum Yishum Chitzav? So here Rav Chaim writes the following chiddush, and that is this, that the maskanas ha-gemara daf chav gimel was Rabbi Yochanan did not mean to categorically disagree with Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, you're wrong. You never argue Eishem Yishem Amono. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rish Lakish and more. Minimally, Eishem Yishem Amono. But there are times where it's much more than that, Eishem Yishem Chitzav. And that's what the Gemara says. That depends on whether Kolo Chitzav or Lo Kolo Chitzav. If it is Machmas Kocho, that's when Rabbi Yochanan says that Eishem Yishem Chitzav. If it is not Machmas Kocho, Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree your Chayiv, but that your Chayiv because of Eishem Yishem Mamono. And unlike Tosos, in the case of Avno Sakina Masa, what was Tosos' discussion? That your Eishem Yishem Chitzav, and that applies even in the case of Avno Sakina Masa. So why do you require Hocholitz Dodin? Why do you require Hipila? Rav Chaim argues that no, the case of Avno Sakina Masa, no one argues that that is Eishem Yishem Chitzav. That is the case of Eishem Yishem Amono. And Enochinami, the Maskana Sa Gemara, that of course Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that as well. And therefore, you're right, Tosus, the answer to Tosus' kasha, if that's true, is simply this. Of course, you're chayv for Avno Sakina Masav. That's only Eishem Yishem Amono. But if you're dealing with Ritzicha, or you're dealing with Shchita, that you have to come on to Eishem Yishem Chitzav, that requires Kocho, that requires Hipila, that requires Ochel Etzadim. That's what the Rambam writes, in Ochel Sraseh, Gimel Yedbeis, that you're chayv in Zerk Tzer Lakosel, because Shemi Kocho Huba. And that statement of Rav Papa, according to Tosafot, it's very dachuk, that the statement of Rav Papa of Hocholitz Dodim is only a libid Rish Lakish, which is Shlok Ilkasa. No, it's only a libid Kuli Alma. Because Rabbi Yochanan would never argue that in those cases, Eishem Yishem Chitzav. Again, just the chiddush of the Ruchaim's beer is all of those sugyas assumed what the Gemara wasn't assuming at Daf Chav Beis and with Beis until the Gemara got to Chav Gimel and Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan also will admit that Eishem Yishum Mamono in a case of Kol Ochitza. But Chitzav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is only when it's Ba Machmas Kalchon, according to Chiddush. Then Rabbi Chaim concludes, right, in the final paragraph as follows, that perhaps this will help us in understanding that apparent stira in the Rambam. Because Rabbi Chaim writes, just in our previous discussion, that what is the Yesod HaChil of Eish? Eishom Yishom Chitzav, Eishom Yishom Amona. To what extent is it halacha of Mavir, Maisa Hezek? To what extent is it now that Asiyas HaMazik, almost a Din Bailim? So Chaim writes that this is critical in terms of Eishem Yishom Chitzav and Eishem Yishom Amona. Eishem Yishom Chitzav, which Rav Chaim writes is only in a case which is Bamach Mas Kalkal, so that is Chiyuva Al Etzem HaNezek. There one is Chayiv for the Maisa Hezek. It's Mach Mas Kalkal. Maisa Hezek. That's HaMavir Es Be'era. Eishem Yishom Amona. How can you say that you're chayiv for the Maisa HaEzek? It was Kol Ochitza. It was not Machmas Kolcha. For that, you're chayiv Mishum Asiya Samazek. Kishor or Kabor. That's the Chiddush that Rav Chaim writes. That's similar to a Din Bailim. You created the Takala. And therefore you're chayiv. But the Maisa HaEzek was not done Mikolcha. So in cases where you can argue Eishem Yishum Chitzav, that means that it's your Maisa Hezek. Eishem Yishum Amono means that the Maisa Hezek was not Mikocho, but you're responsible for the Asiya Samazik. When you place that Evan Barosh Gago, and all it takes is a Ruach Metziah to cause it to roll, Sir Chayiv B'Toras Asiya Samazik, like Shor, like Bor. Even though the damage is certainly that which is not Machmas Kolcha. That's Rav Chaim's Chiddush. These are very different applications of Eish, whether it's Mishum Chitzav or whether it's Mishum Mamona. What about when it comes to cases of Grama? What about when it comes to a case of Grama? So here Rav Chaim suggests a further Chiddush. That when can we argue that even if it's somewhat Ayyade Grama, Haruachu Shesi'eya also, that one is considered to be chayiv, that is only in case one, Eishem Yishom Chitzav. That is only when the Maisa Hezek is Machmas Kolcha. But in case two, where you're chayiv for, right, the Asiyas HaMazik, in such a case, then Grama is Bater. When do we assume that it's possible to have a chiyuv? Even in a case of Grama, that is in case one, in Eishem Yishum Chitzav, when Chiyuv al Etzem HaNezek. In case two, however, when the Chiyuv emanates from Asiya HaNezek, right, not the Maisa Hezek itself, but rather the Asiya HaMazik, in that instance, then, Mehecha Taisi, right, that Grama is considered to be Chayim. Ma She'en Kin Basiya HaMazik, and therefore, Rav Chaim writes that one could distinguish between the cases of Liba V'Lipsa Ruach as opposed to the case of Goren B'Soch Shalom. In the case of Liba V'Lipsa Ruach, Liba means that is Kocho, that is Eishem Yishum Chitzav, you are igniting the fire. The Chiddush is that's considered to be an act of Avara, Mavir, even though there is a Koch Achar which is Merubah. And for that one is considered to be Chayim. In the case of Raksa, in the case of the Gorin, that's not the case at all. That's comparable to Avna Sekinim Asos, Shenicha Barosh Gago. You just placed a mound, right, of Tvua in your yard, and all of a sudden Ruach Metziah came and propelled it. In such an instance, you're not chayiv because that was mikocho. Mikocho, there was no kocho. That was kol ochitza. The reason that you're chayiv is because of tier two, eishem yishem amona, asiyas hamazik. In asiyas hamazik, then mehecha teisi. As Reb Chaim writes that there lo matzinu, that asiyas hamazik al yedei grama is considered to be that which is chayim. We know that in Eish, if a person does a ma'isa havara, even al kach hachamurubo, that's the chiddush of the parsha of Eish, that one is considered to be chayim for that. Well, that's true in Liba, b'lib saruach. Liba is a ma'isa nezek. Mashenki, when it comes to the case of the Gorin, that is not true. So that's why the Rambam writes in Gorin what is considered to be Bata, because Haruach hu shesiyeosa, Mashenki, in the case of Liba v'libsa Haruach. Gram is only considered to be a case where you're a chayim, if you're dealing with an Eishu Mishum Chitzav, not an instance of Eishu Mishum Amonam. So that's the Chiddush that Rav Chaim suggests, and resolves Tosus the difficulty assuming that that Gemara is above. That Avna Sakina Maso, in all comparable cases, the case of Gorin, or the case where something drops, or the case of Nafla Sakin, right, all of those instances, right, one could only create a Chiyuv based on Eishim Mishim Amono, not Mishim Eishim Mishim Chitzav, and the Maskan, of course, Rabbi Yochanan assumes that both, in fact, are considered to be true. That's the Chiddush that Reb Chaim points out. It's against the Tosus. That's also against the Chiddush of the Ran, where the Ran writes that what is true of Eishim Mishim Chitzav is also true in Asugya at the Koach Sheni. Right? Because the Ran did not distinguish. And Reb Chaim writes that no, that is not the case at all. In Koach Sheni, one could certainly argue that one is not considered to be a Rotzeach. Mashenken Eishim Mishim Chitzav, that is considered to be Bamach Maskochon. In such a case, one in fact would be Chaim. As mentioned, Reb Chaim points out that Pashup Shat in the Rambam, that Eishim Mishim Chitzav means that that is considered to be Ritzicha, even though the Rambam writes Ritzicha requires that it has to be not Machmasa, but rather Mikochohu. And how do you know that that is true? No, isn't this explicit in our Sugya Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, in our case of Haya Eved Kofuslo, in that instance, if Nisrafimo, you're Potter for Vigdi. The Gemara says, "Vishtam on the other Eishim Mishim Chitzav." Why is that true? Well, Pashup Shat to Kimnei de Rabinei. You're Chayev Misa for the Harigas HaEved, and therefore you're Potter for the Gildi. According to Reish Lakish, this in fact is a difficulty, and the Gemara says, "Hachama Yaskinan Eitzitz VeGufo Shel Eved." Well, Pashup Shat then that Eishim Mishim Chitzav is considered to be a Maisa Ritzicha. Reb Chaim had two ways of understanding that. The first way that Reb Chaim said is not pshat in the Rambam is you see when it comes to Ritzicha you don't require Koach Gavra. All you require is a Maisa Adam, because the Gemara says Eishim Mishim Chitzav is called an act of Ritzicha. And the Maskana Reb Chaim writes, no, that's not true. Eishim Mishim Chitzav is Kochohu, and Ritzicha does require that it is considered to be Kochohu. The piece of the Ran, as he pointed out, however, is very difficult. The Ran who maintains that when it comes to Eishim Mishim Chitzav, it is not considered to be Koach Gavra. All is considered to be Maisa Adam. And that is sufficient when it comes to Hezek, but insufficient when it comes to Ritzicha. The Ran doesn't even quote our Gemara. So what do you do with our Gemara that tells us if you're Eishim Mishim Chitzav, Mishim Hachi Potter? That's where you're Potter for the Srefa, for the Hariga Sagdi. Well, if you assume that the Srefa Sa'evit is not a Maisa Ritzicha, why should you be Potter at all for Zigdi? Obvious Kasha. How in fact could that be? How can the Ran write that it's clear that Eishim Mishim Chitzav is not considered to be a Maisa Ritzicha at all? How do you resolve that difficulty according to the Ran? So several possibilities. One possibility we suggested earlier, right, based on the Sugya and Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Bava Kamma. Here the Mishnah tells us the following, that Yesh Chayev Amasa Shora Upotar Amaisa Atzma. Right, there are cases that one could be Chayev if your Mamon causes Ezek, but you'd be Potter if you are the one who causes Ezek. For example, Shora Shehideh Gesagadis B'Shabes Chayev V'hu Shehideh Gesagadis Potter. After all, because Ipnei Shehu Mischayev Ben Avsha. If this would occur on Shabbos, so therefore you'd be chayiv for Nizkei Shor, but you're not going to be chayiv for what you yourself do, after all, because of a Kimnei D'Rabinei. If you're Potrei Pnei Shum Yischayiv B'Navsha. The Gemara tells us, the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis, that Tnan, Shoro Shehidikas HaGadish B'Shabbos Chayiv, V'hu Shehidikas HaGadish B'Shabbos Potrei. The Gemara says, that Tani Hu Domei D'Shoro. The case of the Chor is similar, that you burnt something on Shabbos comparable to the way that a shor would burn something. And what is that? That mar shoro d'lo kavayle, just like when a shor goes ahead and burns something, it's for no purpose. No benefit is derived for the shor. So afunami d'lo kavayle. The same thing is true when it comes to Adam. And yet the Mishnah says that in that case we invoke a kimnei d'rabbanei. So how could that be? So the Gemara, right? They have an Amadam, quotes Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia is Maka Odo Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema lo chlaktaba ben shogeg mezid miskavin miskavin. Just as in the case of Maka Behema, you're always chayib b'tashlumin. So too when it comes to Maka Adam, the soul chiyuv is one of Misa. And therefore there's never a chiyuv tashlumin. And that's the basis of Tanvei Chizkiya, the chayiv Misa shogegin, turin min ha-tashlumin. Okay. So again, the Gemara says there's a case in Adam, your potter, and show your chayiv. Obviously, when the shor does so, it didn't do so. B'meizid, with the normal Meleches Machsheves, the Gemara answers, Enochinami. But you're still potter in the case of Adam because of Tana de Bechizkiya. Rashi, here on Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, writes the following. What exactly does the Gemara mean when it says, Hu Doma de Shora? You'd be potter in a case where the shor would be Chayiv, even in a case of Lo Kami Boile. Rashi understands the following. Lo kami boile means where there is no purpose whatsoever for the sreifa. An animal goes ahead and moves a gacheles and the field burns. It is without any purpose whatsoever. So too when it comes to Adam. In other words, mekalkel. Even in the case of mekalkel mamish. A great chiddush according to Rashi, we will still assume kimnei d'rabbanei. That's covered by Tana b'Chizkiya. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says that Tana b'Chizkiya is willing to cover shogeg. Chayiv misa shogeg im p'turin ha-tashlumin. No, very good, because shogeg is certainly a ma'aseh avera. There was kavanas hagavra, you intended to do that which you did. There was an element of shogeg. He didn't realize that this is chilul Shabbos. Was there Kavanah Samaisa? Absolutely yes. That's Tana Bechizkiya. Would you apply Tana Bechizkiya in a case where you're dealing with Mekalkel? How could that be? Kol HaMekalkel Im Turin means that Midin Daraisa, this is not called Chilul Shabbos. So if something is not called Chilul Shabbos, because, as Tosus comments, Meleches Machsheves HaTorah, so in such an instance, how can you apply the principle of Tana b'Chizkiya? We discussed, for example, that Safek Rabbi Kiveger at the beginning of Eilun Aros. Are you willing to extend Tana b'Chizkiya to Ones? Shogeg is a ma'aseh avera. But maybe Ones is more than that. Maybe Ones is not just a p'tur karban. Maybe Ones Rachman Apatri means it's not a ma'aseh avera whatsoever. In which case, how can you apply Kim the Rami to a case of an Ones? We discussed Rabbi Kiveger regarding Misasek. To what extent is Misasek a Ptur Karaban? To what extent is Misasek? Right, the Hafkos HaMaisa. It's not considered to be an act of Chilul Shabbos at all. The Sugya increases in Daf Yotes. Rabbi Kiveger's Nafkamina of Kim the Rami. In order to apply the principle of Kim the Rami, you require a ma'aseh avera chilul Shabbos daraisa. Good, it was b'shogeg, or that hasra, or b'zman hazeh, but you require ma'aseh avera. So how is it that Rashi applies kimnei d'rabbanei to an act of mekalkel? That's apparently the difficulty, but you see that Rashi does. So maybe one could suggest the following chiddush. This is what the Avnei Nezer touches on. It's found at Orach Chaim in Siman Shin Peites. But apparently you see, according to Rashi Shita, that you don't require a maisa aver of meleches machsheves in order to invoke kimid rabbi. The kalko is not called meleches machsheves at all. As long as it is a maisa adam, a maisa hamalacha, that apparently is sufficient to invoke kimid rabbinim. So you're right, mekalko is the ptur of leches machsheves. But it does not mean that there's no attribution, this is not your act, there's no linkage. This same act of mekalko, b'shar kol ha'Torah kula, you'd be chayav for. The fact that that is true, a person performs a maisa hezek, bofen ha'makalko. Of course he's chayav. But I have derived benefit from, and if I smash your window, I'd be potter. Of course it's a maisa adam. The fact that there's a higher threshold of Shabbos requires melechus machsheves does not deny the fact that it is maisa adam, and therefore perhaps that's exactly the chiddush of maka adam, maka behema, lo chelachtaba, means as long as it is your act, you are potter, minas hashlumim. Maybe that's exactly the gzeiras hakasim of Tanavei Chizkiya. Maka Adam, that's called Maka Adam. Even if in terms of Chilul Shabbos, you didn't reach the heightened level of Melechus Machsheves. So perhaps that's exactly what Rashi allows for the possibility of Kimnei Rabbanei for a case of Mekalka. Because it is considered to be Maisa Adam, even though it is not called Melechus Machsheves. If that is true, maybe one could argue that that's exactly the Gemara in our study, according to the Ran. The Ran writes, Eishim Yishim Chitzav. Eishim Yishim Chitzav means that this is called Maisadam. Maisadam. Baharai Yerchayv Dalad Varim. This is not considered to be Mamono. If you're Chayiv for Tsar, Ripu, Shevet Boshes, this is called Maisadam. Ritzicha, no doubt, requires more than that. Ritzicha, according to the Ran, requires koach gavra. Just like Shabbos requires melechus machsheves. But you already see from Rashi's model that in order to apply the principle of kimnei derabinei, as long as it meets the base requirements of maka adam, maisa adam, that is considered to be sufficient, even if it doesn't constitute as a maisa ritzicha or Chilul Shabbos. So perhaps one could argue that's exactly the point, right, of our Gemara as well. And therefore, there's no raya muchachas from our Gemara that you're a rotseach because of Eishim Yishim Chitza. It just means it's a maisa adam as a result of Eishim Yishim Chitza, and that's sufficient to invoke the principle of Kimnei Rabbanei. That's a possibility, according to the Ran, of understanding our sugya. If you look in Briskerov, Briskerov goes a step further. Right, this is found in Hilchos Ratzeach per Gimel Halacha Yudbeis, where the Briskerov points out the fascinating diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara never even says the words Kimnei Derabanei according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says the following: Bishnav Manda Amar Eishu Mishum Chitzav Mishum Hachipotter. That's all the Gemara says. You're potter. The Gemara doesn't say Mishum hachi potter to kimnei derabinei. But el aman damra eishim mishum amono amai potter. Why should he potter at all? The Gemara adds ilu kotel turei avda hachanami dlo mechayiv. Also that line of the Gemara seems somewhat redundant. If you're eishim mishum amono, of course you're potter. Because if your mamon kills someone, you're potter, of course. The Gemara answers, no. Amar Reb Shimon Lakish, Hacha Mayaskinim Hitzis Begufo Shel Eved, Tekimlei B'Derabminei. Of course, Kimnei D'Rabminei. Isn't that exactly the theme that the Gemara was discussing? No. The reason that you're potter here is because of Hitzis Begufo Shel Eved, and the vehicle of the Ptur is Kimnei D'Rabminei. Well, of course, Kimnei D'Rabminei. What was the Gemara saying up until now? The reason you're potter is because of Kemidah Rabbeinu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's obvious. Ish mishum chitzav. But how do you have Kemidah Rabbeinu? According to Reish Lakish, the answer is Hitzis Begubah Shel Eved. So Rav Chaim is Vav. The Cholash and HaGemara Tzarek Bir, the Rizkrav writes. The Kemisayim, Reish Lakish Kemidah Rabbeinu. V'harei Ar Hashta Gam Kein, V'hochi Mukminan, V'haptur Mishum Kemidah Rabbeinu. Isn't that what we've been assuming all along? What new information is the Gemara deriving? And v'gam lishna de'iu kotel turei av de'gam kein tzarech bir. After all, it was a milsha pshita. It's not obvious. If the p'tur is kimnei rabinei, well, obviously, if you hold eisho mishum mamono, there's no kimnei rabinei. The Gemara has to prove that. Just like there's no kimnei rabinei in case of you're sure that kills someone. Well, of course not. If there's no chilisa, there's no kimnei rabinei. What exactly is the issue? The Rizkrav writes the following chiddush, maybe exactly this point. That up until now, the Gemara was not dealing with kimnei rabinei whatsoever. The Gemara was dealing with maka adam, maka behema, v'lo mishum kimnei rabinei. Where the Gemara says, we just read in Daf Lamed Hey, Maka Adam lo chilakta ba means ein bo chiyu tashlumin. If a person is responsible for loss of life, there's only one tier, right? And that is misa. The Torah does not allow for chiyu tashlumin. Maka Adam ein bo tashlumin. That's exactly the chiddush of Tanmei Chizkiya. That's what the Gemara was assuming. If you hold Eishu Mishum Chitzav, that is called Maka Adam. And therefore, there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin whatsoever. But if you hold Eishu Mishum Mamono, this is called Maka Behema. This is not called the case of Maka Adam. If you hold Eishu Mishum Mamona, which is the case of Mamon Hamazik, and it's no different from Shoruhu, they'll talk about Pei, as the Gemara comments. So why should there be any Psur Tashlumin whatsoever? That's what the Gemara answers. That no, we're talking about a case of Heitzitz Begushpo Shel Eved, and here the Psur is Kimei Deraminim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rizkrav writes, you don't have to invoke Kimnei Rabinei. If you hold Eishim Mishum Chitzav, this is called Masa Maka Adam, in which case, Ein Bo Chiyuv Tashlumin. If you hold Eishim Mishum Mamono, this is not called Maka Adam at all. The answer is, Eitzitz Begufo Shel Eved, and the Ptur is because of one of Kimnei Rabinei. The Rizkarav writes that according to this, Nimtza de Be'emes Eina Mavur Klal B'Gemara. Tlaman Damar Eishu Mishum Chitzav Chaim Gam B'Nefashos. There's no raya from the Gemara that if you hold Eishu Mishum Chitzav, that one is Chayiv Misa B'Torah Sotzeach. The Gemara just says that if you hold Eishu Mishum Chitzav, this is called Maisa Adam, Maka Adam, and therefore, Ein Bo Chiyuv Tashlumin. The only possible recourse is a Chiyuv Misa. And then at the very end of the long paragraph, the Rizkrav writes that Achar Kasavti Kolzeh Harani Echad B'Chidushi Haran Sanhedrin Shekasav Behedya the Din Eishu Mishum Chitzav Volnema Rak V'Nimama Lat V'Nimisa. And with that he answers to Osa Saskasha, and apparently this is exactly the Chiddush then of the Ran. How can the Ran say that Eishu Mishum Chitzav Yinat Chayv Misa B'Torah Sarzeach? Isn't it explicit in our Gemara? The answer is no. The Gemara did not say Kim Nid Rabinei. The Gemara only introduced that according to the Chiddush of Reish Lakish, but not according to the view of Rabbi Yochanan. So again, further possibility, right, that the reason that the one is Potam and a Tashlumin is because of Maka Adam, not because of Kinnir Rabbani, and perhaps Eishim Mishum Chitzav does not result in a Chiyuv Misa. If you look in the Rashba does not deal with this Kasha directly, but the Rashi is bothered by the following. The case of our Gemara, Ever Kofus Lo Gedi Samos Lo Yerapater. Why you potter? The Rosh Brah is Poshub Shad, Kimnei Rabine. The Rosh Brah is the Koshali, am I potter? How do you apply Kimnei Rabine in this particular case? We're not dealing with the case that hits its Bekufo Shalevet, according to Rabbi Yochanan. We're dealing with the following case, that you lit a fire, and the fire travels, and as it's traveling, it burns the Gaddish. Ultimately, it kills the Eved. So do you apply Kinei Rabbani in such an instance? The Rashba writes, on Yischayev the Gaddish, Kodem Shi Yischayev Benapsho Shel Eved. The two Chiyuvim are not Chabav Asachas at all. The Chiyuv Mamon is immediate. And the Meiser Ritzicha is subsequent. So how do you say that you can apply Kinei Rabbani? Hagonev kishol chavero b'Shabbos. The Gemara says Kfar nischayev b'gneiva kodem shabal idiyas u'Shabbos. No? You don't take Kinei Rabbani? Gonev chelvo shol chavero b'achala. Person steals chelev and eats the chelev. According to Rabbi Yechidim in Akana, that you apply Kinei Rabbani to Chiyuv Kares, you still have a problem. No, it's not for Basachas. The Chiyuv Mamon is how prior to the Chiyuv Kares or the Chiyuv Misa. So, how do you ever apply Kinei Rabbani? That's the Kasha, the Rashba writes. The Rashba writes a very great Chiyush. Ve'efsha, the Rabbi Yochanan Damra Isha Mishum Chitza, Kol sheheitzitz afilu begadish. You go ahead and you set the fire aflame. Wait, there's an eved kafuslo. There's an eved which is tied to the field. Yafshol livroach. So if that is true, havile mishas hatzatas ha'esh begadish rodev. There is a chiyuv misa. Betoras rodev. And that Chiyuv Misa is right now, not subsequently when the Eved is killed. Mishas Hatzatzas Ha'esh B'Gadish Rodev. And in Rodev, one can apply the principle of Kimnei Rabbani. Well, that's the Chiddush that the Rashba writes. You have to invoke the Din Rodev. You mentioned before that possibility of understanding Ar Gemar B'Taras Rodev. Tosos was bothered, right? We just discussed. Misa Lezem, Amon Lezeh, is it so obvious to apply Kimid Rabine? So Tosos' answer is, our sugi is talking about Misa Umam Al-Nachad Midin Rodev. Because the Chi of Misa is relevant to the Baal HaGadish, to the Baal HaGdi. Because Nif Natsilu Ben Afsham. So Tosos is teretz in our sugya was that the Din Rodev allows us to view this as Misa Mamon Lechad. The Rashba writes that the Din Rodev solves the Bas Achas problem. This Chiddush of the Rashba is not so simple at all. Din Rodev. So a couple of difficulties. One difficulty is what the Rosh Hashanah points at. Helchos Rotzeach. Perek Aleph Alachaches, the very last lines of the Rosh Hashanah. Reisi lechidushi harashba. Eisa mishamchitza v'amifterach midin rodev. Because otherwise, how can you apply Kimnei Rabbani? The chim are not boin ke'echad. The Rosh Hashanah writes the following, the tamu alituva. Eich yefaresh dim eisha mishim amono. Lo habi rodev, atmaha. Zoli yitochim klal, v'tzarach yim godo. Whether or not this is a rodev, that should depend on Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish. The Gemara says this is good according to Rabbi Yochanan. And what about according to Mishlakish? The answer is, heitzit b'kufo shlevet away. If you're talking about misa b'toras rotzeach, no, I understand. So for that, you have to come on to Eshem Yishum Chitza. But if you're telling me it's Eshem Yishum Mamono, that's called a Maiser Ritzicha. But once you argue this is only Dinrode, Nita Natsil Banasha, the Dinrode is dependent on the Lomdus of Eshem Yishum Chitza of Eshem Yishum Mamono. You assume Eshem Yishum Mamono, and you have a guy who's locked up in a house, and an arsonist is coming to set the house on fire. So you're going to argue that since Eshem Yishum Mamono, there's no Din Rodev. And no Nitan Atzilu B'Nafsho. That's the first thing I ask, Kasha. And once you're invoking Rodev, that should work both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Rish Lakish. What do you have to come on to? Hatez V'Gufo Shel Eved. There should be a difference in terms of the Mitzvah's Hatzalah. Whether Eshem Yishum Chitza, Eshem Yishum Mamono. Why should that be? The Minchas Chinuch does address this. The Minchas Chinuch is found in Mitzvah Nun Vav Os Yud. Yes, the paragraph that begins, V'hinei B'masha Heveinu L'mala. Where the Minchas Chinuch writes, but without full biur, L'reish Lakish Disover Dehum Yishum Amono. Havile grama rechoka velo nitan lahatzilo benafsho. Unusual. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Eshem Yishum Chitzav, you can invoke it in Rodev. According to Reish Lakish, it's a grama rechoka. And Eino Chinami, lo nitan lahatzilo benafsho. Chiddush. Why should that be? And is that really true? Lo nitan atzilu b'nafsho. A person is about to set a fire that would kill someone. According to Reish Lakish, there's no din rodef, no nitan atzilu b'nafsho. That the Rosh Hashanah writes cannot be. Minchas Chinuch writes, but another Reish Lakish, this is called a gram rechoka. Again, the question: the gram rechoka should be affected by whether it's Eshem Yishum Chitza or Eshem Yishum Mamono. Even a further issue is troublesome. How does it help to invoke the halacha of Rodev? It's also not so simple. So a person is Rodech Achar Per Lahargo. I understand. A person goes ahead and shoots the bullet. So now what? He still has the status of a Rodev. Person shoots, the bullet is traveling, and then if he went ahead and killed, right, the rodev. So that's allowed. That's nitan atzilu b'nafsho. How is that a mitzvah satzalah? L'chora, the din rodev is paka, the moment, right, the act is done. I'm running to go ahead and to set something aflame. Good. A person has a din rodev. Nitna sibanasha. A person goes ahead and sets the fire is burning, it's threatening a person, and now you've killed arsonist. Midin rodev. Isn't the mitzvah hatzala paka at the time of the hatzata sa'esh? If that's so obviously the case, so how does that help us then? What was the Kash the Rashba said? That the field is burning, there's a Chiyuv Mamon for the Sreifas HaGadish. And the Chiyuv Misani kicks in afterwards. The answer is that no. That there is an element of a Misa, Misan Sil B'Nafsho, from earlier on, and that makes it B'Vas Achas. The Chorwan should simply argue that, what do you mean? The Rashba is Havilei Mishas Hatzasa Sa'esh B'Gadish Rodeh. Achor, one could argue, have they only bishas hatzata sa'ej rodev? Once that's done, that's it. He no longer has a din rodev. You capture the guy, bring him to bed, no longer nitan atzilu b'nafsho, in which case, kol zman that the fire is burning and destroying, and now you have a chiyuv mamon, is there still a din rodev that can go ahead and allow you to invoke him in your amine? And how exactly does that work? And again, perhaps a third aspect, Really, and that's the following. Is it so simple that Kimid Rabine is applicable in a din rodev? After all, we usually think of rodev simply as being, right, a chovas hatzolah. Is it so obvious that Kimid Rabine would apply to such a case? So you'll tell me it's a Gemara, which is true, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis, Abba Mavteres, that there is Midin Rodev, Halacha Kimid Rabine. The question is the following, so what does that tell you? Does it really tell you that there is Halacha Kimid Rabine, Betoras Hatzalah? Or perhaps it tells us something more than that. Maybe it indicates that there is more to Rodev than just a mitzvah hatzalah. But no doubt, when it comes to Rodev, one aspect of Rodev is mitzvah hatzilu b'nafsha. That certainly is true. But perhaps one could suggest that in order to apply, right, the principle of kim leder amine, more is needed than just simply a mitzvah hatzalah. So this is what we'll have to discuss. Take a look, right, the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. That's where the Gemara discusses the case of Yeshebes al HaMashper. Right, the woman is giving birth, and the assessment is made that the blood is threatening the aim. Right, when do we assume that you can sacrifice the life of the blood in order to save the aim? So take a look at that Gemara, the Rashi, and take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and Halacha Tes. Rashi and the Rambam will understand the Gemara, right, in a very, very different way. And then take a look in the Eben HaOzel, here on this Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, what Rabbi Zalman quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim. Then take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, the piece in Reb Chaim, again, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. It's a chiddush that perhaps there are two different halachos, two different aspects of Rodev. Right, then there is more to Rodev than simply a chovas hatzalah. And maybe even if, regarding the element of hatzalah, that could apply both according to Rabbi Yochanan or according to Reish Lakish, but perhaps, right, there's a fundamental difference in other elements of Rodev, whether you hold Eishim Mishum Chitz or Eishim Mishum Mamono. Then take a look at that, the Mukhi Yosef and the Yudam and Aleph, right, his Kasha of Eishim Mishum Chitz. I'd love to discuss that somewhat briefly, but the Chiddush of the Mukhi Yosef, that if you really hold Eishim Mishum Chitz, and if it really means that everything that ensues is attributed to your initial act, so therefore, the Mukhi Yosef's Kasha is it really the case that a person benches lich before Shabbos, calls man that the candle is burning, that is considered to be hadlakas ha'esh? Obviously not, but that's the kasha. Mukhi Yosef raised, if you assume that esha mishum chitzav, ki ilu hiviro atzo b'Shabbos. So how in fact can that be? So take a look at that kasha Mukhi Yosef. The kasha is a very, very great chiddush. The teres Mukhi Yosef, right, is a very great chiddush. Right, we'll have to discuss, like, these applications of Eishim Mishum Chitzah. Okay, so continue on.